That sentence that he mentioned was very important.
The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you love someone, you must tell the person. So people normally do it. A lot of them do it in the wrong place. They tell very fast. And in the right place, your wife, it is there to a certain extent, people tell. Hardly they tell nowadays, but at least they say, I love you, I love you. But then when it comes to your parents, you see, people are just too shy to say, I love you. May Allah Tabarakallah make us all unique children for our parents. While they are alive, we fulfill their hukuk. And when they leave this world also, they have many rights on us. They have many rights on us. Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahimullah, his father said to him, he said, Qari Sahib, I made you an alim and you became a very great alim. He said, so now the whole world will honor you. He said, I am not interested in their honor. That's for you. You can fly around here, you can go there. They say, Qari Sahib, Qari Sahib. He said, you can become famous in the world and eat the world what you got. He said, I don't want that. He said, I also made you a hafiz of Quran. He said, that I made for myself. He said, you are alim for yourself, enjoy life. Go give bayan there, eat the food there, fly around. Qari Tayyab Sahib used to go by helicopter also. He was the principal also here to get some. He said, I made you alim, you go enjoy life. He said, Hifz, I made you hafiz for myself. Then he said, what I mean by this is, the day I die, he says, you must read one para of Quran for me every day. He said, I made you hafiz for myself. The day I die, you must read one para of Quran for me. So the day his father died, Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahimullah did it. People used to notice because after Maghrib Salah, he would remain in Ishraq to finish that one para, which takes about half an hour. But he would stay in the masjid reading, reading, reading. So it was a promise I made to my father. That one thing to fulfill his right, one para a day. He fulfilled it. So in this world also, and the day that we lose our parents, they got a very great haqq on them. And the greatest way to pay off that haqq is Quran. Because Quran comes with that reward which nothing else can come with. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. We will discuss two points which got to do with the adab of the masjid. One is what is known as tahiyyatul masjid. And the second one is the dua before entering the masjid. So let's start with the dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدَ فَلْيَقُلْ. When you will enter the masjid, then make sure you say, اللَّهُمَّ افْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ رَحْمَتِكَ. Oh Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. فَإِذَا خَرَجَ فَلْيَقُلْ. Now when he is leaving, he will say, what he will say? Allahumma, inni as'aluka min fadlik. Shah Waliullah Rahimullah now explains, he had a desire that you don't just make a dua. You must think about what you are asking for. He says, let me explain to you why when you're entering the masjid, you ask for rahmah. And why when you're leaving the masjid, you ask for fadl. It's a very unique explanation this. When you will hear it, you will feel like making the dua. When two words come together, they take different meanings. So rahma will take its meaning and fadl will take a lower meaning. He says rahma, many a time in Quran, it refers to those inner gifts. It refers to gifts which will make you unique by Allah. He says wilaya, becoming Allah selected, nubuwa, that comes. Wa rahmatu rabbika khayrun mimma yajma'un. That the mercy of your Rabb is better than whatever the world can gather. Rahma. He says, now when we come to fadl, in Quran Allah Tabarak Ta'ala uses fadl.
فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ On the day of Jummah, Salah took place. Now go in the earth, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ Now go and search for Allah's kindness. Kindness refers to worldly things. You got this so much? He says, and normally a man's nature is, after Salah, you worry about the world. You worry about, is there enough food for me? I wonder what's after Isha. I wonder, is there chips or is there pizza today? I wonder, is there enough for me? But that's all fadl. And I'll run for fadl. That's why sometimes you won't make the dua, but make the dua, then there'll be enough for you. Inni as'aluka min fadlik. Some people, for them, on the day of Jummah, they're not worried about biryani, they're worried about business. That is the customers waiting at the shop, that's fadl, outside. So when you're going to reach the door of the masjid, you're already worried about outside. So Allah Tabaraka Taala gave you that. Before running wild, say, oh Allah, you know one last thing. This is how it is. Understand it. You come to visit your father. Your father is very wealthy. Now you have to leave your father. When you at the door, you say, and daddy, you know what? It is that one fine I got when I was coming here. Can you sort it out? And you're gone. What it means? That the father will come to the door, he'll find the fine there. It's that last that, oh Allah, that you know I came, now I'm going in the world, make it easy for me. That's an easy one. That part we all like, fadl. He says, but now I want you to understand what is rahmah. He said, rahmah is that inner gift which makes man the selected of Almighty Allah. He says, this gift is so great that the place of receiving this gift is nowhere else but the masjid. Let's explain it again. Rahmah makes a person Allah selected. Rahmah turns a person away from evil. Rahmah can take a man out of an intoxication, out of an addiction. Rahmah can make a bad man very good. Rahmah can do a lot of things. This is called the mercy of Allah. It is such a unique gift that normally for this gift, you can't say, I'll get it outside. This gift is given in the masjid. So it is said, Allahumma, O Allah, the doors of mercy, will you now open it up for me? Next time you enter the masjid, think of this. There is something in this rahmah that makes a man Allah selected. But you can't get it outside. Fadl you can get outside. You'll get it in the shops, you'll get it in the business, you'll get lot. But the mercy of Allah, the place to get it is here. So you say, oh Allah, open up that mercy. When that mercy comes, your heart changes. Your likes changes, your dislikes changes. Up till now it was hard to be good, is very hard. But when a certain mercy of Allah falls, he spoke of Umar radiallahu anhu, the angel celebrated. But Umar radiallahu anhu was going to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One mercy fell. When that mercy fell, what he became after that, that he would say, that my father would say, oh Umar, you cannot look after sheep. He says, how my father would have looked today when he sees Umar running 3/4 of the world. It was one mercy. But that mercy falls where? In the masjid. So the next time you enter the masjid, even if you're talking, even if you're relaxing, you immediately tell that a certain gift Allah is looking to give it to someone. I need that gift. I need that gift. Allahumma iftah lana abwaab rahmatik. I need that gift. And you will never know how it comes. What comes with that mercy. Acha walillah rahimullah says, that this is such a gift that the place of asking for it is here. You can't get this outside. So that got to do with the dua. The second point, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدَ When any of you will enter the masjid, then let him perform 2 raka'ats before he sits. This sunnah, you must try and do it always. The sunnah's purpose is, they mention 3 reasons. One reason is, it can never happen that a man entered a masjid to get one kitab. So he enters the masjid, he goes right to the place of the book, he takes the book and he walks out of the masjid. He says that man will be told that the place which was made for salah, you are so unfortunate that even if you land up in that place, you're not performing salah. He says, Allah's Nabi never wanted a man to be so unfortunate. So he made a law. The law was, you cannot use the masjid as a passing way. You got your house that side. You are on this side. The road is very far. The shortcut is through the masjid and you got a roof. You won't get wet. The law was, you cannot walk through the masjid. If you want to enter the masjid, read 2 rakats. And then walk. That wasn't a punishment. That was, I do not want an ummati of mine to be known that this man is so bad that even if he comes in the masjid, his head can't go in sajda to Allah. Can't happen. So Nabi also made a law, as soon as you will enter the masjid, you perform 2 rakats. So that no one can say, look at this man. He entered a masjid and even still he never did salah. One reason. Reason number 2. When a person enters the masjid, it's either Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib or Isha. From the 5 salah, Fajr is the time when you are what? Tired. You just woke up and you're keeping your sleep on pause, isn't it? It comes in Quran, a hypocrite performs salah in a lazy attitude. A hypocrite. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not want any person of his ummah to perform a lazy salah. So he made sure before Fajr salah you will read 2 rakats. That is the 2 sunnahs of Fajr. Because now when you make it at least one time, you go up, down, up, down. At least little bit comes back that the blood flows to the head. Now when the imam starts, at least you're not half. I told you about my friend in Azadwal. He stood next to me and then he started going backwards, backwards, backwards and gone. Then we heard bang. Now we never know, must we break our salah? He passed away or he never passed away. I still stood, another person broke his salah. He started shaking him before he started putting his mouth on his mouth. Lucky the guy opened his eyes. Otherwise he would have been doing mouth to mouth also. What a bang, boof. He goes back, 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 gone. Back, 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 boof. So Nabi Rasul never wanted his ummah. Don't ever read a salah tired. This pausing about my sleep will pause, I'll just read 2 rakats back in. A salah of a hypocrite. Allah Tabaraka Allah says, did I ask you for this? So that is why 2 rakats. That 2 rakats is to take away sleep. And because most likely you'll be sleeping Fajr time, it was said, even if wild horses have to trample you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, don't leave out those 2 rakats of Fajr. Even if wild horses have to trample you. Because you're going to be reading such a terrible Fajr Salah if you're tired. That the angels will say, you really came for this. Like, do you think Allah just needs your Salah? You see like one worker will come and he's half drunk. And he'll just say, I pitched up for work, you know, and falls out flat. What the boss will tell you? Say, you think my place is so stupid that you can't even stand and you're coming here. He says, he did not want any person in the ummah to walk in a masjid and to show an attitude to Allah where the angels say, is he not a hypocrite? That he behaves with Allah like that, Fajr. Zuhar, we normally don't sleep before Zuhar, we sleep after. But in the Arab lands, they would sleep before Zuhar. And Zuhar would be read later. It would be very hot at 12. 12, half past 12, they would fall asleep. Yes, some of the students also do that, isn't it? In class, but before Zuhar, they fought falling asleep. You see them on the desk, you see them under the desk. Now Zuhar Salah takes place. What was the law? 4 rakats. It's also Mu'akkad, 4 rakats. Don't read your Zuhar Salah 4 until you read another 4. Fajr was 2. Don't read 2 until you read 2. Zuhar is 4, don't read 4 until you read 4. It's called, are you ready? We have a jalsa in 1 week's time. We'll say before the jalsa, make sure the boy does. Make sure one time, so he doesn't spoil it in the jalsa. Just now he'll disgrace the whole madrasa. He'll start saying some hectic story. Once upon a time he went to one bayan. So there were some students, so we had one student give a bayan. He gave such a unique bayan. Nobody understood what it meant, but it was unique. So then I asked him, like, where you got the story from? Like this one, Ajib Waqia. So he gave me one, Kitab's name, that we call that Kitab, the name Kitab with no page numbers also. That is called the Red Book. But he found the story. What a story, I can't remember that story. Then one day later on, he asked me, like, where you got this narration from? I said, you know that same Kitab, you got your funny stories. I'm also reading that book now. So that boy, when he gave that bayan, that day we saw the uncles also like shaking their heads. Intelligent people were shaking because no one knew nothing. He never knew what he's talking about. I never understood. They never. Everyone, alhamdulillah, shook their head. And, what a bayan. What a bayan. So then we learned, don't ever put a person up until you listen. However, here I trust you. Remember, I trust you. But the only reason is because we make sure if there's a problem in it, we can cut it. And then you don't go out after that. There, we trust you. But for a jalsa, will you trust? Sometimes for a jalsa, one madrasa we went to, the student in the jalsa, he gave such a unique bayan that he, in his bayan, criticized the principal. In the bayan. So the principal was saying certain things in his bayan. The student came and he refuted all those points of the principal. And then the one teacher is sitting near me and you can just see him boiling. But you can't do anything now. You gave the stage to the boy and he is giving his top bayan. He made the best of it. Whatever he needed to say, he said it. So normally you won't put a person. You won't put a person. A man can disgrace you. Why I mentioned that? So they say practice first. So Allah, Nabi Islam never wanted us, so to say, to disgrace him. That you're going in front of Allah for a farz. At least first practice with two sunnahs. Then Zuhr Salah, you're going in front of Allah for four. At least first practice with four. Now came Asr Salah. Now Asr Salah, we're normally not sleeping. Okay, you people are sleeping that time. You all sleep all the time. So Asr Salah, the normal people of the world are not sleeping. What are they doing? Work, business. So it wasn't made mu'akkad for them. But because business spoils you, they also were told, enter the masjid, hey, take it easy. If you don't want to read four rakats before Asr four, at least read two rakats. So he said, as soon as you enter the masjid, you must get two rakats minimum. You must get. Means I don't want you to disgrace me in front of Allah with that four. So at least read something, put yourself right. Are you ready? Now read four. Maghrib Salah now is the one Salah. Isha Salah, again, you got your Isha. You quickly went home. After Maghrib, you went home. You became involved with your family, with your supper, with your phone. Then you had the Imam, Allahu Akbar, you quickly run. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't disgrace me in front of Allah. At least read two rakats before that. You enter the masjid, read two rakats, get yourself ready. You're coming in front of Allah. It is only Maghrib Salah. That the Maghrib Salah, because the law was that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not want us after the Adhan to delay at all. So in Maghrib, it was that the man will enter and he must make sure that he must not spoil his Maghrib. He must make sure he must not spoil. From five Salah, four were told, make sure you prepare before. Fajr, Zohar, Maghrib. Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Isha. And one was told, we're going to give you the chance without preparing, take a chance. That's Maghrib. Understood us? Four Salahs, make sure you prepare before. Don't spoil the Salah. And one Salah, Maghrib, we're going to give you the chance without preparation. Show us what you can do. Now when you read your salah in the day, five salah, remember this. Every two rakats that you read before your farz is to make sure I don't mess up my farz. And when Maghrib comes, it is my Allah wants me to try one salah without any preparation. Like how I trust you students. That sometimes I'll say, okay, today take a chance. Take a chance. And then sometimes he starts talking and say, oh, shouldn't have given him. But you have to give a guy. Take a chance. So Maghrib is take a chance. That Allah is saying, I trust you now. You practice Fajr, you practice Zuhr, you practice Asr. One salah without practicing, can you behave in front of me? That's our Maghrib. And then Isha again, he said, practice and then read it. This is Tahiyyatul Masjid. When you will enter the masjid, do not sit until two rakats are read, preparing for your salah that's going to come after. Allah tabarak ta'ala, let us be. When we enter the masjid, Allahumma iftah lana abwaaba rahmatik. Because rahmah is that gift which will change our entire life. But you can't find rahmah except where Allah's special mercy falls. The masjid is the best place to find it. And two rakats to prepare me for my salah. Maghrib time comes, I can't do the two rakats. Meaning one salah, I'm giving a chance. Don't mess up that one salah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Remember our counting? Let's count quickly. We starting with two fingers away, so we're using three fingers. One, two, three, four, five, six. It's okay. 7, 8, 9, mashallah, you're getting it, 10, 20, this finger is going to go in between, 20. So after we had 10, so I said 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. It would be the same thing. Meaning 10 plus 1, 10 plus 2, 10 plus 3, 10 plus 4, 10 plus 5, 10 plus 6, 10 plus 7, 10 plus 8, 10 plus 9. But once I come to 20, I am 20. So today we're stopping at 20. From 20, let's go to 30. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. 27, 28, 29, 30, there's it. Okay, you guys are practicing, I see, better than me. So 30 is here, we're going to stop on this one, right? 30. So our 10 was here, our 20 was there, our 30 is now full. So you will try your 1 to 30, 1 to 39. You can see my fingers can't do it very well, but your fingers I see are doing it well. Small people's fingers can get the right move. Allah forgive. Now we're going to make a little zikr. We'll get actually up to 40 in your zikr. Let's see if your fingers can move up with that zikr. 10, 20, 30, 40.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله الله الله الله, الله Astaghfirullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد 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 لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وموسى رحيم الله When we have heard that the masjid is the place to ask for your mercy, O Allah, every person here has sat from Maghrib till Isha. Allah, they have sat waiting for the next Salah. Allah, they have sat in the place where your mercy descends. Allah, let not a single person stand up from this gathering. Allah, let not a single person stand up from this gathering, except that your mercy has descended upon every one of us. Allah, let not one of us stand up wretched from this gathering. Allah, let not one of us be deprived in this gathering. Allah, when your mercy falls on one, it falls on everyone around that one. Allah, choose in this gathering whoever is beloved to you. Allah, and in the blessings of that one, Allah, allow your mercy to waterfall on every single person of the gathering. Allah, in that kindness of yours, make every one of us yours. Allah, in that kindness of yours, make every one of us yours. Allah, pull us away from a life of evil. Allah, pull us away from a life of evil. Allah, pull us away from the love of this world. Allah, pull us away from hypocrisy. Allah, pull us away from hypocrisy. Allah, pull us away from cowardice. Allah, pull us away from cowardice. Allah, let us not be unfaithful to our Master. Allah, let us not be unfaithful to our Master. Allah, allow your mercy to enshroud every one of us. Sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله